The Sitcom by Sue Lim, an everyday story of bloody civil war. Episode 6, The Wasp's Nest. Melissa Fortescue Bottomley, disguised as Mercy, and her brother Rupert have found sanctuary from the war at Firebasket Hall. The fugitive king has also sought refuge there, disguised as a steward, whilst Thin, the former steward, ever in search of purity, purports to be a sheep.
"'Tis an age of guns, smoke, blood, tears, sighs, groans, treachery and thunder. If men run mad and women vex, indeed it is no wonder."
A platoon of roundheads is quartered at the hall, and Lady Anne Firebasket has retired to bed for the winter. Who can blame her?
Mistress?
This untimely heat has coaxed forth the wretched wasps again. Oh, there's one on my placket. Whack it, Mercer. Whence come they, child?
There must be a nest, mistress. May that be on the panel.
Oh, how vexing. Beyond the inconveniences of the civil war, we must be plagued with a wasp's nest at the very moment of the king's sojourn here. How fares his majesty? I would say Master Smith.
Well, mistress, he's taken the steward in with a vengeance.
Oh, curious, but it is a good disguise.
Aye, mistress, Captain Higgs have not yet met him, however.
I dread it. He will surely know that princely countenance. Who could not?
Well, you, mistress, did not know his face at first.
You may go, Mercy. Oh, yes, send your brother to me. I wish him to play upon my virginals. Tell Sir John I wish to have the wasp's nest found and removed.
Aye, mistress.
And present my very best compliments to the king.
You mean Master Smith, Lady Anne.
Oh, naught is as it seems. The king is Master Smith. My maid Mercy is Melissa Fortescue Bottomley. How full the world is of deceit. Pass me my wig before you go, child.
Then Mercy to the kitchen sped to make jam and pluck pheasants, until she sensed behind her back a certain royal presence.
Oh, what do you hear, Mercy?
Making conserve, so please, your majesty. I would say Master Smith.
Making conserve? So it is made. I apprehend.
Tis the last jamming of the autumn, sir. Hurtleberry.
Hurtleberry, that is unknown to me.
Tis so called by the violence with which they do hurl themselves down from the trees.
Indeed. Why, it is almost an emblem of this uncertain world, is it not, Mercy?
Oh, is it, sir? Ah, 'tis Sir John's bell, Master Smith.
Must I answer it?
Yes, sir. Oh, begging your pardon.
No, 'tis exceedingly diverting.
Oh, 'tis the knock of the onion cellar, gazebo fog. Be still, my bounding heart. He must never know of my fondness. We are secret agents and must perform our dreadful task.
Oh. Ah, Mercy. How is the Gunnick? I've come to escort him to Long Dangley, disguised as a washerwoman.
Nay, sir, 'tis his wish to stay here, disguised as Sir John Stewart.
Ah, this cannot be, Mercy. The Phoenix will not endure it.
What's the harm in it, as long as he's safe?
Well, if 'tis his will. But come, Mercy, to our other task.
Oh, Master Fogg, do not name him.
You must not shrink from it, Mercy. Oh. Weeks have passed since we were first ordered to dispatch Captain Higgs.
I know, sir.
I passed him even now in the yard, preaching to his men, and he seemed very hearty.
But,
Master Fogg, I cannot shed his blood.
Need you shed it? Are there not gentler ways of easing him into a better world?
What ways, sir? And by what means? I've only my kitchen tools, look.
What of that wooden spoon?
You mean I should stir him to death, sir?
'Tis true that being so stoutly strapped about with soldier's gear, he is, as it were, inviolable.
Nay, sir! Oh, you have it!
What, Massey?
The conserve, sir!
What? Choke him to death on jam?
Oh, nay, sir, 'tis more cunning altogether.
Unfold your design to me.
Well, sir, there is a wasp's nest near Lady Anne's bedchamber. Could I but anoint the captain with jam, persuade him to lie down near the nest, he might soon be stung to death, sir.
You know, Massey, if you were not of low birth, I... No. This is madness.
Oh, is it, Master Falk? Is it? Is it?
It is, Massey. To your ingenious design. Accomplish it, and I'll...
What, sir? What will you?
I shall give you a sovereign.
Oh. Nay, sir. Money is nothing to me.
And speaking of sovereigns, Massey, keep your eye upon the gunnick.
Only I could reveal to Master Fogg that I am not Mercy, but Melissa Fortescue Bottomley of Bottomley Hall in Hertfordshire. But I cannot recall exactly why I cannot, but I am sure the reasons were urgent and imperious, like Master Fogg himself, or as I have come to think of him, Gazebo.
Oh, Mercy, honest as the day, arm herself with lies. She must to Captain Higgs the king present in steward's guise.
And so I say unto you, brothers, be not like the wasp that goeth ever after sweetness, and stingeth wildly, not knowing whether 'tis his enemy or no. Be rather like the newt that lieth in the wetter as still as a stone, and waiteth for the dragonfly to land upon his snout.
Oh, that was a marvellous sweet sermon, Captain X, to be sure. Oh, your men weeps, and I weeps too.
Oh, thank you, Mercy.
Ah.
Good morning to you, brother.
I salute you, Captain.
Oh, this is Master Smith, Captain. Sir John's new steward.
Well, Master Smith, welcome to Firebasket Hall.
Oh, thank you, Captain. I trust if there is aught I can do for you, you will let me know.
Good sultai, there is. You may go, Mercy.
Oh, well, thank you, Captain. If you need me, Master Smith, I'll be in the scullery.
I am most infinitely obliged to you.
Master Smith, I haven't met you before, have I? Your face is familiar.
I met you, Captain, 2 days hence upon the road. You did me the honour to direct me hither.
Ah, yes. Now, Aki, Master Smith, I have my suspicions about Firebasket Hall.
Your suspicions? Oh, I trust not.
I have reason to think there is one secreted in the house.
One secreted?
Aye. A big one.
Big?
I am informed the king is hourly expected here.
The king?
So I would ask you, Master Smith, to keep your eyes and ears open. You'll know King right enough when you see him.
Will I so? But how?
Well, he's not but a little whippersnapper like this, then.
Ooh, about my height?
Aye, and about your colouring, too.
With a beard like mine?
And lad, he won't have a beard, Sithy. He'll have shaved it off to disguise his scent.
Oh, yes, I had not thought of that. But if I think I see the king...
Tell me, and I'll see to it you'll get handsome reward. Maybe even a sovereign.
Oh, I'm very much obliged to you. Oh, Sir John is coming.
Oh, Smith, I have a task for you.
Yes, Sir John.
Tomorrow, Captain Higgs.
May I assist you?
Lady Anne tells me there's a great wasp's nest behind the panelling of her bedchamber.
Oh,
and this warm weather has brought them out.
Wasps, a treacherous beast, though small.
We'll smoke them out, sir.
Smoke them? How, exactly?
We're smouldering faggot, Master Smith.
Ah, I apprehend. But how...
In sooth, sir, I'll do it for you.
Ah.
They'll not get past me leather, and I'll borrow one of the lads' bits of needlework to cover me face.
Oh, I'm obliged to you, Captain.
Oh, tis nowt, Sir John. Tis my pleasure as an officer of the People's Army. Pikeman Jones!
Yeah.
Oh. Fetch me a faggot, lad.
Father! Father! Slide back the secret panel!
Oh, alas, my child, you have been long away.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Father, but the household is all in a whirl. The Gnick is come.
The Gnick? What? Here? Now?
He is disguised as a steward, Father. Captain Higgs does not suspect.
Oh, bring him here, I beg. Let him occupy my humble hole. I will willingly yield it to him.
Oh, there's no need for that, Father.
Oh, mercy, let me lay down my life for him.
No, Father, it is best for you to bide here. Oh. Besides, there is not room in your hole for two.
Ah, there you err, child.
What mean you?
The panelling within the wall was last night burst asunder.
Never.
And in came Tobias Thin, with a mouthful of straw and hooting as an owl.
Dear.
He vows he will build a nest here. He brings sticks and straw and... Ah, mark him, he comes.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, Master Thin, leave off this lunatic posture. You are a man, sir. You cannot live as a bird of the air.
I must, Father. I'm a man.
Master Thin!
Who is that?
Tis Mercy! What make you here? Tis Father Francis aboard.
I build my nest, Mercy.
You are not an owl, Master Thin.
But the barn owl, Mercy, is a creature of the most refined purity. It is almost an embodiment of the Holy Ghost.
Hush! Do you wish to rouse the army up?
Nay, Mercy, I must build my nest. I feel an egg coming.
Where's he gone, Father?
Oh, to fetch more nesting stuff. Straw, twigs, paper, rags. Oh, I know not what. A mountain of it here.
Alas, Father, I know not what to do.
Oh, I am quite disordered, child. And yester-eve, a mad wasp did penetrate my robe and stung me upon a tender part of the buttock.
Oh, dear, I'm very sorry to hear it, Father. Well, there is a wasp's nest in the wainscot below.
Is there aught to eat this day?
Oh! God wallop me! I near forgot! A jam puff.
A jam puff? Oh, I have not had a jam puff since the Synod of Bridlington.
On Mercy crept, the house was still. She sought the captain, him to.
Ah, Mercy.
Ah, Captain Higgs! Oh, you startled me.
Oh, could I thrust me damp faggot into your fire, child?
A damp faggot, Captain?
Tis for the wasp's nest. I'm going to smoke him out.
Oh, Captain, before you do, could you just assist me to lift this cold, kind of hackle-free jam from on the flame?
By all means, Mercy.
Captain! Oh, I beg pardon. Are you not covered in conserve?
No, Mercy. Not a splash.
Oh.
Shovel it back in the cauldron, lass. They'll never know, and I'll never tell.
Know ye not, Captain? I've heard as how Ertlebury jam do have marvellous magical powers.
That's cursed superstition, Mercy.
Nay, Captain. I'm sure I heard as it do cure the wart if you do spread it thick over your face.
Bless you. My dear wife Bessie do love me warts, child. She'd not forgive me soon if I banished them.
At least let me anoint your leathers with it, Captain. I know it do nourish and preserve the hide.
But, Mercy, thou knows I must go and smoke out Lady Firebasket's wasp's nest.
Oh, yeah.
Dost thou think tis a good idea to go into a wasp's nest covered in jam?
Oh, I did not think of that.
Well now, scrub your floor and I'll get this faggot smouldering and off it wasps with.
Oh, of course, Captain.
There. Smoking nicely. I'm off now. Don't look so sad, lass. Well, she's got a bonny face, even if there's not much between the ears.
Oh. I have failed once more to kill him, though I employed every ounce of my ingenuity. Gazebo will be disappointed in me. My heart is heavy. Ay me.
I am doleful, Posthumus. Let us be melancholy together. Play to me again, I pray. Do you know Lady Lace Girdle's Lament?
No, madam.
Lady Calder's Dump?
No.
Play what you will, then. And have a care for the wasps.
Intrusion.
Oh, tis a phantom.
I beg pardon, lady, and tis only I. Oh. I have a discount before me face on account of the wasp.
You have come to smoke them out, Captain.
You must withdraw beneath the counterpane, your ladyship.
Shall I withdraw also?
Nay, brother, come, assist me. Now, do you mark that crack of the wainscot?
What?
Here? There lies the nest. Now, take this lever and let's have the panel off. There you are, my beauty, a bit of smoke. Oh, sif, is it? There's a mass of old twigs and straw and paper. And... Oh, it's catching fire! Oh, my God! Help! Help! Water! Fire!
My wig!
Oh,
my wig!
Meanwhile, at ancient Thomas's cottage sat and sang of times long gone before.
In good King Henry's golden days, we sat and watched the corn grow high. I entered not ambition's maze, a simple life for such as I. In bad Queen Mary's bloody time, we sat and watched the sweet rose blow, and touched by court intrigue and crime, content with life and plagued by foe, content with life and plagued by foe. Then came King... Oh, was it a queen? Oh, beshrew my heart, I am forgotten.
Thomas Redwater. Good day to ye, my friend.
Come and sit with me here, in the sun.
So, Thomas, what's the news hereabouts?
Oh, why, Master Fogg, nothing ever happens here.
What is that sound? The wind in the wood?
I hear nothing. Oh, but look. What can it be?
Smoke! A great cloud over the wood.
Oh, just a big house.
Oh, fire basket hall? Heaven forbid.
I'll come with my stick and we'll beat out the flames together.
Oh, mercy. Great bannocks. I have forgot the king. Come, Thomas.
So, your majesty, I have longed to show you my secret cubiculo.
It is most comfortable and snug and warm.
Oh, it's warm up here, Faith, under the very roof of the house.
Well, Sir John, your very good health.
Oh, no one will find us here in my cubiculo, Smith. But you could be as drunk as a lord, or a king.
Yes.
What's that damn crackling?
What?
What's that? Did you hear one cry higher?
Perchance 'twas the captain and his platoon at drill.
What the devil?
Excuse me, Sir John. Well, you must quit the house this instant.
Pray on quitting the house. I'm snugly ensconced with my steward.
Your house is on fire.
I thought it was damned hot.
Now, we cannot go back that way. Look, open the window. I brought a rope. Now, come on, I'll tie it to... this iron bar. I pray you, descend.
No, after you, Master Smith.
Oh, no, please, I pray you, Sir John, after
no,
you.
No, 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 after
come,
you.
Come, gentlemen, out. Oh, yeah. Now, slide down the rope together. Come on.
Sorry. Easy mind your leg.
Fire of elements, most fierce and strong. No man or beast, resists thy tongues for long.
Alas, what can mere men do against such a conflagration?
The flames climb to the clouds.
Oh, where is she? Where is she?
Lady Anne, I shall save her, though I be in 103.
No, mercy. I see someone clambering down a kind of rope from an upper room.
Where? Where? Oh, mine old eyes smart from the smoke.
Oh, there! There, Tisle John and the gunnick.
The what?
Thank heaven he is preserved. They're down.
Oh, is not Sir John's wooden leg on fire?
Give me that bucket, soldier. Sir John!
Where, sir?
Over here! Come, thrust your leg into this bucket of water.
I am infinitely obliged to you, sir. I'm smouldering. Where is her ladyship?
I have not seen her, Sir John.
Not here? What? Oh, the gods, let her not be roasted.
Nay, look, Sir John. There she is. The brave captain is carrying her out of the side door.
Oh, my love. Oh, my love.
But alas, where is mercy?
There is no mercy, Master Fogg. Ah, that I have lived to 103 to see this day.
Ho, water, ho! Think of a lady!
And was it a right hot fire then, our Thomas?
Hot, Ned? Why, my throat is parched at the very thought of it. Jack! More ale!
I heard Lady Anne's head come whizzing out of a casement, all aflame.
No, no, lad. 'Twas naught but her wig.
Not a soul hurt there, not even a scratch.
No, indeed. Not a bias thin, and the shock of the fire quite drove his madness from him, so that he does not think him a sheep or an owl, but is returned to his perfect mind.
'Tis a shame to bias thin were not but a little scorched, or I should have smiled at that.
Oh, tush, Ned.
And for the captain?
Captain Higgs? Why, the man was a prodigy of strength. A marvellous, nimble fellow of the world. He skipped, you know, with almost as much alacrity as the famous Romanian juggler that visited the old Queen's Court in 76.
He's not a bad soul, truly, Captain Higgs. For a parliamental man.
Brothers! Men-at-arms! Oh, I'm honoured to call my platoon! Great were your exertions when the fire took hold. I know Colonel Thundery, nay, the Duke of Bletchley himself, will swell with pride at the news of your conduct.
Hey there, Captain. There's a letter for you.
The parliamentary seal. Oh, I'm obliged to you, Sir John. Lady Anne.
Thank you. Good day, Captain. Pray, do not tread upon that hen.
Oh, what is it? This is now...
What is it, Captain?
Well, see for yourself, Sir John. As you're a man of honour.
To the noble Captain Higgs, we have heard with joy of your raising to the ground the nest of traitors known as Farbasket Hall? You are commanded to lead your men to Saffron Walden on the instant where promotion and much honour does await you.
Nay, Sir John, I know not how he is mistook.
It is the Duke of Bletchley's hand.
As I'm an honest man, sir, I would no more set fire to your house than mine own.
Nay, Captain, be easy. As to that, I care not. My house has burned down, no matter, I never liked it. Damn drafty worm-eaten piles.
Yes, we have already writ to Master Palladio to design us another.
And the cellars are intact. The contents only a little mulled.
Well, I'm much relieved on that account. Oh, there! Mark! Tis the Queen!
What's the Queen, you say? Why, well...
There she flies! Me musket, Pat and Jones!
Why, it is the Queen Wasp of which he speaks.
Oh, Sir John, I was in the night.
Hush, my dear, all's well. What? You are not about to shoot a wasp of 50 yards, are you, Captain? That's me, he's brought her down.
No point in smoking the nest, Sir John, if you let the Queen take flight.
Oh, indeed.
Now, 1,000 thanks for your hospitality, Sir John. Lady Anne.
Captain.
We must be a pump road.
Latoon, strike, match.
It's a long way to Captain Walden. It's a long way to go.
Come now, my dear. As the house is burned down, let's repair to yon hawthorn brake and roost like a couple of turtle doves.
Mercy, my hair!
Nay, my love, let her be. Do you not see? Beneath the old oak tree.
Why, she's toying with the onion seller. Should we not reprove her?
No, my dear, he is incognito.
His Majesty is safe.
Aye, Mercy. Disguised as a washerwoman and safely stowed in a rude edifice at Long Dangle.
All ends be blessed.
Mercy, permit me further utterance. I must tell you that though you are of humble birth, I am devoured with the most passionate attachment for you.
Master Fogg.
Aye.
I must unfold myself to you. I am not Mercy, but Melissa. Melissa Fortescue-Bottomley.
Oh, you speak with double voice.
I cannot choose, for since that I was young, I sought my fortune and disguised my part in name and tongue.
Ah, me, my bounding heart. You were then gently bred. Speak, tell me all.
Melissa Fortescue-Bottomley, of High Bottomley Hall in Hertfordshire the Air. These civil wars of my disguise and danger were the cause.
And to protect you from all further harms, come, gentle Mercy, leap into my arms.
Master Fogg. Gazebo, may I call you? Let not my stinking peasant smock appall you. My gentle dress, devouring flames, did smother. But Captain Higgs is sewing me another.
Come to my arms. I care not for the stench. You are my gentle love and country wench.
In the sitcom, Sir John Firebasket was played by Joss Ackland, Lady Anne Firebasket by Denise Coffey, Tobias Thin, Clive Merrison, Mercy, alias Melissa, Miriam Margulies, Father Francis and Old Thomas by Nicholas Grace, King Charles and Slow Ned by Chris Emmett, Gazebo Fogg, Jack Claff, Captain Arise Higgs, Alan Armstrong, Posthumus, Nicky Henson, Countertenor, Peter Hayward, and the New Model Army by The Cast. The music was by Colin Sell. Sitcom was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore. Now I, your humble servant, Peter Jefferson, must leave you, as our saga is ended.